From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is away. Coming up, the president will rack up a lot of Air Force One frequent flyer miles in the next week. We'll hear where he's going and what he wants. First, some horrifying news from Iraq today. Gunmen dressed as police commandos kidnapped about 100 people from an education ministry building, according to the minister. There have been many kidnappings and killings of educators in post-war Iraq. I'm joined now from Baghdad by NPR's J.J. Sutherland. Hi, J.J.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, what happened today with these kidnappings?
Well, what happened was around 9:30 this morning, a group of about 20 SUVs pulled up in front of this Ministry of Education building in central Baghdad, a neighborhood called Karada, which is a very busy shopping district and many office buildings. So they pulled up, they blocked off streets, they burst into this education ministry building, which did have blast walls and guards and everything. Then they started at the top floor of this building and started working their way down. They handcuffed every single person in the building, they separated women and men, and they kidnapped everyone there. According to reports, they shoved them into the backs of pickup trucks and took them away.
And reports are also saying that they were dressed as police commandos. Is there a suspicion that the police were actually involved?
Well, they were driving the cars that did look like police vehicles, and they were wearing uniforms, according to the Minister of Higher Education. And the commander of the police in the Karada district was arrested today, and four of his officers are being held as well. The police have long been accused in Baghdad and Iraq in general of being infiltrated by illegal private militias. It just seems about every political party has one, and has been a contentious issue where American pressuring the Iraqi government to disband them. The Karada neighborhood itself is controlled by the Badr militia, which is loyal to Skiri, which is the largest Shiite political party in Iraq. But there are many other militias that may have taken over parts of the police force, including the Mehdi army, which we talk about a lot, which is loyal to the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
And JJ, I've also heard that the people who were kidnapped were separated in terms of their Shia or Sunni affiliation.
That's correct. And this kind of sectarian violence, and again, we do not know which group is behind this, though it's likely it was a Shiite group. But this sectarian violence is really why some people are saying that Iraq is slipping into civil war. In Baghdad alone, scores of bodies are brought to the morgue daily. Last month, there were 1,815 victims of violence taken to the morgue. Most of them were bound hand and foot, shot in the head and chest. Many showed signs of torture. The device of choice for that seems to be an electric drill. And the victims are pretty much split right down the middle between Sunnis and Shias. And many people in Baghdad are so frightened of these death squads that they're not even leaving their homes anymore.
Why target higher education? I understand there's been quite a brain drain there in Iraq of academic talent, people fleeing Iraq.
Well, that's right. Just in the past few weeks, two very highly placed academicians were killed, both near their homes and often with their families. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have fled this country, and a lot of academics are among them, as well as doctors, lawyers, any professional group, because they are being targeted partially because that they have money, that they have education, and also that that education, their practice, might violate strict Islamic law, either Shiite or Sunni. Baghdad University and education in general in this country has been drained of much of the academic talent they had before the war.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Baghdad. Thank you, J.J.
Thank you, Madeline.